In Colombia, three Irish nationals are on trial, accused of training Colombian leftist rebels in explosives. Government prosecutors say two of the men are members of the Irish Republican Army, and they say the trio spent several months in a guerrilla-controlled zone teaching the rebels, among other things, how to make mortar bombs and launch them from platforms. Stephen Dudley reports from Colombia's capital, Bogota.
On August 7th, the day Alvaro Uribe was being sworn in as Colombia's new president, the nation's left-wing guerrillas launched an unprecedented and audacious attack. Taking direct aim at Uribe, the rebels known as the FARC launched a half dozen mortars at the congressional building where the inauguration was taking place. Most of the shells missed their target and hit a poverty-stricken neighborhood just a few blocks away, killing over 20 people. Government troops scoured the area, looking for insurgents and evidence, and what they found were dozens of cylinders lined up on metal platforms. The mortars had been activated via cellular phone. A senior army specialist who does not want to be identified shows a reporter a picture of the launching systems the IRA used during the 1980s.
Aquí está el dispositivo de teléfono similar al que se encontró aquí en Bogotá.
Here we can see tubes and a cellular phone activation system very similar to the ones that we found in Bogota, he says, and this platform is identical. The government claims the IRA has been training the FARC for several years in the art of mortars and explosives. In addition to the tubes, the cell phones, and the homemade mortar bombs, they say the rebels are making explosives with recipes used by the IRA for decades. They also say detonators used by the two groups are virtually identical. The results, they say, have been devastating for Colombia. Beginning earlier this year, the FARC started planting bombs in mid-size and large cities in a new style of campaign. Since April, more than two dozen people have been killed in FARC bombings. But some contend the government is exaggerating the ties between the two groups. Oti Patiño is a former guerrilla who now heads up a peace institute here. He says his rebel group, the now extinct M19, launched mortar bombs back in 1980 against government buildings. There's a huge effort underway to put us all in the same movie, he says, to show that we're suffering from an episode of the worldwide terrorist conspiracy, which we know doesn't really exist. The Irishman's defense team agrees. The three men, Jim Monahan, Neil Connolly, and Martin McCauley, were arrested last year in Bogota's airport as they returned from FARC-controlled territory. Prosecutors say they were traveling with fake passports and posing as journalists, and that initial tests showed traces of explosives on their clothes. The defense team and the accused deny this. They say they were in the rebel zone studying the peace process. They claim that the government is trying to use the case to hype up the links between terrorist groups in order to garner more support for its war against the rebels. The trial could last for weeks. If found guilty, the three men could face between 15 and 20 years in jail. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bogota.